When American tourist Molly Hightower and her husband Brian Hubler came to Subang Island to go diving and snorkeling, she was a little concerned about wearing a bikini in a region where Muslim women are required to wear headscarves and long clothing.
Before I went out in a swimsuit, I asked and I wanted to make sure that it was okay on this beach to be traipsing around in a bikini, and they said it was fine in the resort area.
Tourism on Subang, also known as Pulau Wei, has been growing since 2005, when Indonesia and insurgents signed a peace agreement to end 30 years of conflict in Aceh province. Subang is only accessible by ferry, but neither its remote location nor the implementation of Sharia law in Aceh has kept visitors from coming. One of the leaders of Subang's tourism industry is hotel owner Freddie Rousseau. A former United Nations official, he first came to Aceh as part of the relief efforts following the 2004 tsunami. In the past year, his hotel, the Santai Sumortiga, has operated above 80% capacity. New hotels are under construction. Rousseau says local officials have voiced strong support for tourism as vital for the island's development. This support includes exempting Western visitors on hotel grounds from some Islamic regulations, like the ban on alcohol.
Despite the fact that it's, according to the Sharia law, illegal, the fact that I only supply alcohol to internationals or non-Muslims makes the people tolerate that aspect as well.
Subang Mayor Munawar Liza Zainal says there is no conflict between tourism and Islam as long as the visitors respect the local culture, which means dressing appropriately when visiting the villages and not having loud parties.
Jangan misalnya di Sabang
ini, as long as they don't come in and drink and party, which would annoy the people, that's unnecessary. But if it's just common consumption, I think we as Muslims cannot prohibit others from doing that.
Rousseau says keeping Subang a quiet, safe, and unspoiled alternative to overcrowded Bali, Indonesia's top visitor destination, is also in the interest of the tourist industry.
We never want to be a second Bali. We want this place to remain unspoiled, where people can come and have a privacy, can enjoy themselves without being harassed, without traffic jams, without pollution.
Rousseau says despite the island's Sharia law, international tourism can grow as long as it remains out of sight and the local culture remains intact. Brian Patton, VOA News, Subang.